From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting on the eve of becoming Zimbabwe's president. Emmerson Mnangagwa is pledging to be a servant of the people with a goal of progress through unity.
I also wish to mention the manner in which the Speaker of Parliament handled the process. He was under tremendous pressure from the powers that were at the time, but he stood his constitutional rights as a speaker.
Zimbabwe's parliament speaker says Mnangagwa will be sworn in as the country's new president Friday. Convincing the masses he is genuinely working on the behalf is among the challenges it had, according to some critics, after decades of Robert Mugabe's maneuvers that critics say were self-serving. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State targeting Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. Tillerson said in a written statement Wednesday, after a careful and thorough analysis of available facts, it is clear that the situation in northern Rakhine State constitutes ethnic cleansing against the Rohingya. France is seeking an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the alleged sale of African migrants as slaves. President Emmanuel Macron called the video footage aired by the U.S. news network CNN last week scandalous and unacceptable. He says that it is a crime against humanity, Macron said after meeting with African Union Chief Alpha Conde. CNN aired the footage of an apparent auction where black men were presented buyers as potential farmhands and sold off. This is VOA News.